Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. This is the Xfinity Player Breakdown, and we get a chance to meet one of my very favorite guys on the team. He's Linval Joseph, defensive tackle in his sixth year from East Carolina, had a season-best 7 tackles in the victory at Soldier Field, and he also won a Super Bowl in previous years with the New York Giants. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
When Linval, when things are going well for you during the course of the game and you're having good game after good game like you do, what's happening? What goes so well?
Man, right now I just feel like everybody's playing together. Together football, it makes it easier for me to make plays because everybody's doing their job and the ball is cutting back and I'm there to make the play.
Mike Zimmer gave lots of props for him, but watch him absolutely destroy Patrick Omame there. That play had nowhere to go with that type of penetration from a big nose tackle.
When it comes to the defensive line and the offensive line in the trenches, as they say, how nasty and mean does it get in there?
I mean, it's very physical. Most people don't see, or they do see, they don't understand, is most times it's 2 guys on one. So you got 600 pounds versus 300, 280, 290, like Tom Johnson, he's 290. So you have to be very fundamentally sound. Can't really make too many mistakes, because if you do, you will hurt yourself.
And let's see if they've made an adjustment, because I think the guy who's standing out defensively right now is Linval Joseph.
Yep.
He is all over the place, and he has not allowed anything to get past the line of scrimmage. So,
what kind of attention do you generally get in there? I mean, do you see a lot of double teams? Do they put a big focus on you?
I mean, yeah. I feel like I see a lot of double teams, and when I do get a one-on-one, I try to take advantage of it. But most time, my job is to take two, let the linebackers fall off of me.
You know, I've had a couple really good nose tackles in my career. This guy's maybe the best. He's good. He's really good. He was a guy that every time we went back out on the field in defense in the second half, he'd say, keep your foot on the pedal, coach. And I said, yes, sir.
What are some defensive keys for not only the defensive line but the overall defense going against a guy like Todd Gurley today?
Todd Gurley, we're just going to have to just play small ball. Everybody do their job, and we can't have nobody come out, fall out their gap, because as you can see, he breaks one big run every game for 50 to 70 yards. So, and then most times that comes off a guy trying to be Superman, trying to do too much or run out their gap.
So is he more of a home run hitter or kind of a grinder like Adrian's been this year?
I see some similarity in both of the running backs, but AP is a different breed than Todd Gurley. He's going to be good, but right now he's just trying to do the best he can do for his team.
Do they look to pass much, and what are some defensive line keys to getting to Nick Foles?
I just feel like we have to stop the run, and by stopping the run, then we have an opportunity to get off of Nick Foles. He's a very good deep ball guy. I played against him when he was in Philly, so I know him a little bit, but he's very, very good of throwing the ball deep down the field.
Vikings defense is tough, and Mike Zimmer's done a nice job. You think about 2013, before he got here, John, they were last in points allowed.
It's important defensive stat, and you point, Rondé, is points given up, and 17, second best in the league coming in.
Your current coach, Mike Zimmer, your previous coach, Tom Coughlin, any similarities between those two?
I mean, very fair guys. They both are very fair guys. They want to win, and they're going to do whatever it takes to win.